The guest of EU Radio Nantes.
Euradio Nantes, l'invité d'actu.
Euradio Nantes, l'invité d'actu.
Dear listeners, I'm here at Nantes International Airport with Miss Ingrid van der Wacht, project manager at Capital D, a design, cooperation and brainport agency. Well, thank you, Miss van der Wacht, to accept our invitation on such short notice.
With pleasure. I'm really happy to be in Nantes and I really would like to share things I know and share it with people in Nantes.
Could you tell us more about your visit in Nantes and the specifics about it?
Yes, of course. I was here because Les Ateliers take place on L'Île de Nantes and I've been talking about Eindhoven because I work in Eindhoven. That's Brainport nowadays, is another name. And I'm working on projects that connect designers to industry and to the public sector and to communities. We organize Dutch Design Week, which is one of the biggest events in the world, I think, even in the field of design. It takes place every October, last week of October. And I've been explaining how the creative cluster in design has grown and what we did to really favor its growth and its establishment and how we help people to really evolve as also as a business.
One of the key concepts here this week seems to be green creativity. Mm-hmm. Nantes was awarded the prize of European Green Capital of the Year. Mm-hmm. Could you tell us a little bit more about the green creativity idea, please?
You wanted to show how it's in Eindhoven also present, our green creativity? Well, one thing is for sure that designers are really good in less is more. So, and also about reuse things. So make new products or reuse it in a different way. Also reuse buildings, for instance. And I think that's what's happening a lot in Eindhoven. We are really a changing city and we have all these new businesses nowadays that are also working on sustainable items. So green also means that you work within communities and that you help people, citizens for instance, to really grow into their role as a responsible citizen. And in this respect, I would like to call or mention my project Proud, which is a European project on co-design. We work also with France, with the APC, which is a Paris organization for designers.
Getting back to the European aspect, Radio Nantes being a European radio, so you seem to have created a whole European network. Could you tell us who it is addressing and eventually where you get European funds?
Or? Yeah, sure, of course. Well, we are lead partner. So Capital D Design Cooperation Brainport is lead partner in this project from Eindhoven, but we are there with nine other partners. So I mentioned already Paris, but it's also Kortrijk and Luxembourg and Lancaster, Essen in Germany, and Helsinki, because it was last year World Design Capital. And we have the money from Interreg 4B in Lille. And we're very happy that they are helping us, because through this network we can really exchange our experiments and also try out the experiments that are happening in other places.
One of your sponsors I saw was the European Regional Fund.
Yeah, sure. They're helping us a lot, but of course the knowledge, the specific knowledge is in our own partnership. Also, we will give them a co-design workshop when we kind of finalize our projects. We also have the idea to bring the knowledge to Brussels, because we're working with Lille. That's regional funding, but we also want to go to the European Design Leadership Board that also gave recommendations about co-design, how important it is. And I think we are the first co-design project in Europe. So I think it's very important that the knowledge we have, that we disseminate it and share with others.
On your website, I found a quote I must say really love. It says, co-design is like traveling and it makes me want to travel with you.
That's really nice that you're saying this. I spoke about it in Poland. It's not my quote, but they called my presentation like this. But it's really about traveling. It's really about discovering, and it's really about sharing and having other passengers on the go, you might say. And nobody is really the kite, I think, because we are all a kind of kite, and we are empowered also to be a kite and to find our own way.
The first thought that came to mind was optimism versus general pessimism.
Yeah.
Would that apply?
Yeah. You might say it's crisis, so we need to be very inventive. We don't have that much money anymore. So we are lucky that we have European funding to really pilot our new approaches and to also to disseminate it a lot. The more we try out, the more knowledge we will have and the more we can really do a good job finding good solutions that cost not so much money but really help us in Europe to build a better place.
Well, thank you very much.
With pleasure. It was really great to have talked to you.
This was Miss van der Wacht, project manager at Capital D in Nantes Airport, coming from Eindhoven in the Netherlands.